Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Israeli political leaders reject the United Nations vote that says the Jews have no connection to the Temple Mount. That's the headline. David Dolan and I will have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, I've got to tell you, the major story has to be the decision by UNESCO. They voted to say there's no connection between the Temple Mount and Judaism.
24 countries voted on that 58-member executive board of the UNESCO wing of the UN, I guess you'd say. 24 countries voted for it. 26, though, abstained, and only six, voted against it. That, thankfully, included the United States and Britain and the Netherlands, Germany, and actually a couple of the former Soviet countries, Lithuania and Estonia, backed Israel. Jimmy, I thought Prime Minister Netanyahu, in responding to it, just said it all. He called it the theater of the absurd. He said that continues at the UN. Today, UNESCO adopted its second decision this year, denying the Jewish people's connection to the Temple Mount, our holiest site for more than 3,000 years. It is. It's, of course, absolutely absurd that UNESCO would even consider such a resolution when the archaeological evidence, the historic evidence, not to mention the Bible, the connection between the Jewish people and Jerusalem is one of the central themes of the scriptures. It goes back to way before the time of King David, even, when it's first mentioned, and you know all of that. So it's more than absurd, Jimmy, and just ridiculous.
David Dolan with that report, a reaction to the UNESCO vote saying that the Jews have no connection to the Temple Mount. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The Temple Mount in Jerusalem will be the center of controversy in the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The ancient Jewish prophet Zechariah said about 2,500 years ago that Jerusalem would be the center of controversy in the last days. That's Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. The United Nations agency, UNESCO, with a majority of Arab nations, voted to say that there was no Jewish connection to the Temple Mount, which actually goes against history and the Bible. Remember the Romans? Oh, they destroyed the Jewish temple in Jerusalem in 70 AD. And by the way, that vote went against God's word, the Bible, and even the person of Jesus Christ, who taught on the Temple Mount, according to the record of the Bible. And Jesus also said it was the city that he had chosen to dwell among his people, the Jewish people, forever. That's Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. Jesus Christ will return to Jerusalem one day. He'll build a temple on the Temple Mount, that's Zechariah 6:12, and rule and reign from that temple. No matter what UNESCO may say, Bible prophecy will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...